You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome to a new Music Interval Theory Podcast episode. I'm your host, please call me Frank, and today we're diving deep into the rhythm section, but with a twist. Has anyone here ever started a composition using non-pitched percussion? You know, the kind without all those nice neat pitches. It's like trying to make a cake without sugar. Crazy, unconventional, but sometimes just what you need to wake up the taste buds. I've been curious about this ever since I heard about Brian Tyler. Yep, the guy who scores those high-octane, car-chasing, explosion-heavy, fast and furious movies. Fun fact, he didn't start as a composer. He was a session drummer, probably bashing away on the kit before he ever touched a piano. He even crafted an entire score around a drum groove for one of those Fast and Furious films. Talk about thinking outside the musical box, or maybe just beating the box until it turned into a car engine. Now, it's safe to say that he mastered performing on a wide range of instruments, including the piano, guitars, basses, and obviously all kinds of percussion instruments. In my own experience, I've always thought of orchestral percussion like the sprinkles on a cupcake. Nice to have, but not the main attraction. Cymbal rolls, timpani thumps, they're all just the cherry on top. For my rolls, I often turn to Sibelius and note performer. But let's be real, sometimes the results sound more like a rapid-fire machine gun than a smooth roll. Cue my return to Cubase, where I can tweak things with sample libraries like TrueStrike or Spitfire Percussion. It's like upgrading from a toy drum set to a full-blown rock kit. And speaking of upgrades, one of my favorite tricks is resampling things I already own. I've gone through all the toms from different drum kits in Superior Drummer. Like a mad scientist on a mission, I set up a MIDI track to automate the sampling process. And after a few hours or days, let's be honest, I've got thousands of samples. I even ran them through the Ocean Way plugin to give them that extra spaciousness. So when I use these samples in an orchestral setting, they sound like they're playing in the Grand Canyon. This kind of resampling leads to highly personalized sound libraries. And trust me, there's something liberating about having your own sonic fingerprint. Just make sure that you're not overstepping a legal line. Please don't resell any resampled libraries. Use them only in your own works. I've built entire sample palettes for shows I've been working on. That saves a lot of time and provides a very efficient workflow. I even sampled the toms at different velocities to create a unique epic tom ensemble for orchestral purposes. It took a lot of time and possibly a few extra cups of coffee, but it was worth it. Now let's talk percussion in compositions. There's no end to the creative ways you can use it. Take movie scores, for example. Hans Zimmer's Inception score and Junkie XL's Mad Max Fury Road are basically masterclasses in how to make percussion the star of the show. You listen to those and think, yeah, I want to make my drums do that. I've also dabbled in live percussion. And let me tell you, it's a whole different ballgame. Writing for live performance is like playing Tetris with drumsticks. You've got to consider how your percussionist is going to switch instruments, read scores, and not knock over the xylophone. But when it works, it's like musical magic. Percussion, in my view, can set the mood and historical context of a piece better than anything else. Throw in some African drums, and suddenly you're telling a story that's rich in culture. And don't underestimate the power of sampling odd sounds. I once sampled the sound of a mechanical platform in my underground car park. I jumped on it to capture the natural reverb, My neighbors probably thought I was losing it, but that distinctive boom I got, priceless. It's like the sonic version of finding a $100 bill in an old jacket. I remember an interview and a masterclass with Chuck Jonkey we had inside the Academy some months ago. He has worked on big movies like Avatar and is a true expert in ethnic sounds and rhythm in general. If you're an Academy member, you can catch the replay of all that in our library section, and I highly recommend you do, as this content piece holds a ton of insights from a great master. This interview will unveil more details and inspiration than I could ever give you in this episode, so please check it out. For those of you brave enough to dive into orchestral percussion, playing with dynamic range can be a game changer. A soft, pianissimo played bass drum mixed at the right volume can create a warm, non-disruptive bass layer that's more soothing than a hot cup of tea on a cold day. So, in a nutshell, while traditional libraries and DAWs are great, don't shy away from creating and using your unique sounds. It's these little personal touches that make your compositions stand out. And remember, the percussion section isn't just about pounding out beats, it's about those small, unique enhancements that add depth and character to your music. That brings me to the end of today's episode, and I hope you stuck until the end and learned a thing or two. And if you felt entertained, even better, please stay connected, hit that subscribe button, and never miss a new episode. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and see you soon. Best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.